Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick here, Max is here too, in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Captain Ray from the American Angler here, and really fantastic show talking fishing. Getting so pumped up for long range fishing.
Yeah, I know, man. God,
it's here.
It is spring.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
A couple days of spring. It's time to go spring yellowtail and tuna fishing. So let's jump aboard that American Angler on the 9th of April. Correct. I still can't believe you have spots available on an 8th day on the American Angler in the spring, prime time.
Prime time.
With the way the water is right now.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, if you don't come, you're missing out for sure.
That's, that's how I feel, right? That's exactly how I feel. I was like, literally, I've stared at the calendar three times, like, man, I really would like to find a way to make
that happen.
Off.
God. Yeah. The way the weather's been.
No doubt. Yeah. And just all that big fish, everything. Everything is available right now. It's March. Like, you know, that trip's going to be the beginning
setup,
of April.
The setup right now is so the best that I've seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
Yellows, big bluefin, big yellowfin.
Yeah.
All of that's going to happen on that trip in a couple weeks.
No doubt.
God, I want to go do that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, and luckily, you know, we're David from Captain David on the Tomahawk yesterday. He's doing a two-day trip on Tuesday to go fish that local bluefin, too.
Yeah.
Limits
for Aliar last couple nights, and then Captain Max on the Pacific Voyager limits as well with a few yellowtail, coastal yellowtail mix in. I mean,
nice.
I thought that was so funny.
It's buzzing right now.
Pete, when you asked Aliar the other day on the show, you know, is there any fly line fishing to be had? He goes, I got no idea, man.
We
got finished before the sun came up. We haven't tried. In two trips, we haven't tried yet. You know, we just get
it's amazing.
Been too good in the dark to find out. You know?
But if you want to go with Captain Dave, he's been at the show every day.
Yeah.
And, on the Tomahawk Tuesday would be a good time. I think he said they're leaving at like 6 a.m. too, so going to get a full two-day trip.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Nice. Fisherman'sLanding.com if you want to book that trip.
Yeah, Dave's doing a great job. Yeah. But, again, you want to talk
and
about a
gonna
boat.
And it's going to be a limited load, too.
You want to talk about a boat that's just in such good shape. They did such a – and I told him that the same thing. I mean, those guys shut down whatever day their last day was, and the grinders and sanders came out like the very next day. Like, they made it a point to really have that boat – in top position because they wanted to be able to run as early as possible, and now they're getting to see the fruits of their labor. Like, they worked their butts off in the off season, and they're already on it and already catching fish and had limits for their first trip. I'm just really stoked for
them. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a OG American Angler crew as well, too, so he kind of comes
from
the same family.
So you worked with Captain Dave for a lot of
years. Great guy. Solid friend. Guy. Yeah. Super, super good guy. Driven.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Oh, he's hungry. Totally.
He's hungry.
And they said they'll go with 10 on that trip. So super light.
There you
load.
Go.
So
that's it.
Jump on that.
Let's go catch
Tuesday
some blue pins.
On the Tomahawk out of Fisherman's Landing. Phones are packed up and giving away that great prize, too.
Well,
right,
yeah, we mentioned at the beginning of the show how cool, again, you know, talk about another part of the American Angler family. Captain Cameron so graciously given us a full day trip on board the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the day show. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to win that great trip, go fishing on that beautiful Mission Bell. The best way to do it, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Or you can send us a text. That Let's Talk Hookup app is the only way you can send in those texts. And again, just make sure you include your name and your phone number along with your question. We'll get those read, and you'll have a shot at winning that awesome trip.
Hamby's standing by at the phones at the Fan. Let's jump into it.
Gary in Oak Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Gary, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, neighbor.
Morning, Gary.
Man, I can't wait to April, man. Our June trips the last 4 or 5 years have been phenomenal. On floor, we have 5 spots left, as well as 1 spot left in the June. And all I can say is, wow, you guys are missing the boat if you don't make it. Ray, I got a question for you. With that 70-degree water, If we do well at the rocks and stuff, you think it's a possibility we could hit the beach, maybe sand bass, halibut?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see, yeah. Never know.
Yeah, you could be done, limited on everything. And
yeah, wouldn't that be dreamy?
How about some grouper?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's all on the table, so.
A variety.
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot of variety.
Yeah.
If it,
and I'd like to thank Merrick Dangva, Brian, Lori, Ray, and all the boys on the deck. I mean, what an operation, guys. Great, great boat.
Appreciate it, Gary. Yeah. If there's any questions about Yellowtail and Dropolip, you got to ask Gary, because Gary's the man.
He gets them.
He gets them. And if there's any bottom Dropolip Yellowtail vision to be had, you can definitely find Gary in the bow.
All right.
And definitely pulling on one.
Okay.
What's your big yellow, Gary?
Last year, I think I got about 3 over 60.
Oh,
oh my God. Get out of here. No
wow.
But again, Gary puts in the time. He's always got a bait soaking on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's what it takes.
That's cool.
Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Had a fun text. Says, hey, guys, just wanted to thank you and the American Angler team for making all of the trips so much fun. We can't wait to come do some more jigging for you this season. That's James and Mike from West Coast Jiggers.
Oh, man.
Cool.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
We look forward to it. Those guys are super special.
Yeah.
They just so much for the jigging community and just the whole jigging thing. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, if it is yours, it's.
But they did such a good job of bringing that to light and showing how effective a different way going about it can be. You know, you do it one way all the time, and, I mean, those guys, just based on the lures that they make, but also how good they are at making the content that they do and bringing it to the forefront, showing people how fun it is.
Yeah, and they're welcome, everybody, you know.
Totally.
It can be kind of intimidating if you haven't done it, and they do such a great job of, you know, bringing new people into it and showing them the ropes and the whole thing, and they're just... Awesome, awesome guys.
They have a booth at the Del Mar show, so go by and see them today if you're going over to the Del Mar for the PCS
just
show.
Go say hi.
They're right behind the Fast Lane booth in the middle hall, which would be the the O'Brien building, the exhibit hall. I'm trying to think of that middle building.
Yeah,
you'll see it.
The middle
right lane. The middle building is right next to Fast Lane. And I want to throw out a big happy birthday to Ava.
Hey,
Ava Lane,
all right.
Who's the manager there at Fast Lane? Ron runs the show.
No,
Ava
nobody
runs
thought
the
that.
Show. Yeah, Ava runs the show. So happy birthday, Ava! And she'll be at the show today for her birthday.
That's
so
awesome.
Be sure to go by and say a big happy birthday to Ava and check out all that stuff.
Totally.
There.
You were talking about those West Coast Jiggers. Mike and James made us a special Fisherman's Landing tackle color of their HD jigs just
ooh.
For the PCS show. So it's one that they made. It's pitching. It's purple and red and polka dot glow. All the cool things that you want. They took all the factors of all the jigs that we have that sell the best and threw it into one, and they made it just for the PCS show, just for the Fisherman's Landing booth. So we're pumped on those guys. They did a good job.
So here's the other thing, too, at the Fisherman's Landing tackle booth. I was there with Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford yesterday. And by the way, Ford has a great display there right behind Fisherman's Landing.
Right behind us,
Landing.
Yeah. Share a wall.
And if you go sign up, fill out their form to win their prizes, they will give you a free Ford T-shirt.
Hey,
so you just
go
by the Ford booth, get a free, really good looking T-shirt. So San Diego County Ford dealers, just sign up for their little survey thing that they're doing there, and you get a free Ford T-shirt. So
that's good
go
info.
By and see that. But anyway, so I showed Wheeler the Ledge Runners at the Shimano booth right across from you, and he's like, "I gotta have those." I said, "Well, good luck trying to get any." I can't believe you still have them.
We have a very good relationship with those guys, and we called in a very special favor, and we got some air freighted over from South Carolina. Like, they didn't exist, and we got our hands on a little batch that we weren't supposed to even have for the PCS show in Orange County. And then, you know, they're our next-door neighbor, and we got fully restocked for San Diego. So
I asked Cade, who's one of the marketing directors at Shimano in the booth there, I said, "When are we going to see Ledge Runners?" He says, "June."
Yeah.
So if you want Ledge Runners, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has them in stock at the show.
That's
so
going to be
go
a lure.
Go get them today.
That'll be a lure that you guys see a lot this year.
Yes.
It's a really good, big trolling plug, like in the new style of plug that, you know, for lack of better words, Rapala-ish shape, but with really good hardware, big hooks. And the bill has a... basically has a system where you can change the depth at which that runs.
Oh, no kidding.
So you can have it run real tight wiggle and real shallow, or you can kind of click and have it run deeper than the rest of the spread. Like,
wow.
And they track so good. The problem with those things...
They have special fins on the side to help them track.
The problem with a lot of those lures, you get them behind a sport boat and they wash out, or they don't run straight, or you've got to be like perfectly clean on your rigging or they don't track right. And so far, knock on wood, those things seem to be like immune to all the problems. So
thanks to Arnie, it's the Bing Crosby.
Hey,
how could we forget that?
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Del Mar, Bing Crosby.
That's it.
Let's jump back in the phones, Rick. If you want to get through, a line open, 833-288-0973.
Michael in Redondo is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Great show as always. I hope you're all Del Mar exhausted. Love the angler. Jumped on a trip, the first trip of the year last year. We just sort of took a shot with Ray and his crew, went out there bombing around the ocean, and that was our best trip of the year. I saw Ray at the show, and it turned out super great. Saw Javi catch a 200-pounder on one of those little tungsten deals. I couldn't believe it, but, you know, we've all seen, like, 1,000 galley speeches, but I think Griffin does this thing. Ray, you'd probably describe it better than I could, where they talk about tangles, and he burns off mono with a paper towel. I haven't seen anybody else do that. But anyway, great boat, great operation. Love everybody on there and Ray and his great crew. So good luck this year, Ray.
Appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, that was definitely a fun way to start the season off last year. But
no kidding.
Yeah, no. We in the seminars, we kind of just like to give everyone just kind of like more of a visual rather than just explaining it, you know. And so basically what he's talking about is he takes a paper towel. He's explaining the whole saw, you know, getting sawed off after. And so he just rubs a paper towel on the mono, and it takes two or three swipes, and the thing just burns off.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it just goes to show you how fast it can happen. And by, you know, keeping yourself in defense mode and putting it in controlled free spool, takes the friction out of the equation, allows you to give time to undo the tangle.
Oh.
When the crew member can't be there.
Oh, I see.
So it's just buying you time.
Yeah.
And by explaining that, and showing how fast it can happen. Yeah. It's just like,
that's on mono.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah,
what about
on mono.
Spectra?
Spectra, what's going to happen is going to happen. But, but again, controlled free spool is
what a great term that
yeah.
was. Controlled free spool.
It's your best part, yeah. best yeah. defense. With
thumb
every,
on the spool.
Thumb on the spool. You're not just slapping it in free spool and let it go. It's,
yeah.
you know, enough pressure where you don't get a backlash, but it just allows you to, you know, get out of whatever bad situation you might be in, whether it's being underneath the boat. Going around the bow, going around the corners, or just being in a tangle.
Okay, I have a question. So, you're getting taken to lunch by a big yellowtail, and you can feel him rubbing against the rocks. Do you just let him go in the rocks? Do you pop it in a feed spool, trying to let him swim out of there? What do you do?
You already lost that battle.
Yeah,
gone, right?
yeah. you're just Hail Mary at that point. yeah. I mean, this percentage that I've seen, you know, guys throwing it in free spool once he is stuck in the rocks to getting him out is very small.
Very small.
Yeah, but so
just go get
it. Close your eyes. And just
hope you did something right by somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you have a great text.
I thought so. Speaking of big yellowtails, good morning, Ray. Or good morning, guys. Ray, you've got me so fired up talking about big jumbo yellowtail on the bottom. You'd mentioned using a big scab for bait. How big is big, and what does my rig look like to catch one of these big ones?
Again, nice heavy rail rod of your choice. You know, 30 size reel, I'd probably say, or you know, around there, and 100-pound dropper loop. I like to have at least 16 ounces minimum just to kind of keep you in contact with the bottom, especially if there's current. And, like, I don't know, probably like a 9-0
okay.
size J-hook, big sucker, especially with the big scat on there.
Yeah, totally.
And as far as bait size goes, I mean, I've seen 25-pound yellowtail eat these, like, 3-pound scats.
Yeah, like they don't make a mackerel too big for a yellowtail.
No. And the old saying, you know, bigger bait, bigger fish.
Bigger
but
fish.
Yeah,
wow.
But I mean, they're don't get me wrong. I mean, you get these jumbos, you know. Chances
big
are
yellow, right?
yeah. Chances are you're not going to get as many bites, but they're going to definitely try.
Yeah,
they're
going to the right try.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah, you know, you get bit, and the whole thing comes up scabbed up.
That's cool. Well, let's jump back on the phones. 833-288-0973.
All right, we got a call from a Captain Pete. Said he's calling from the water this morning. What's up, Pete? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys doing?
Great, buddy. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I'm out on Santa Monica Bay right now, drifting for halibut. Water's about 67. A lot of mixed mackerel and sardine schools around here.
Wait a minute. And, did you say 67 degrees in Santa Monica Bay?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It never dropped down, really. It went down to about 63, 65, all the way up to Point Doom. And we never got that. The cold current coming down from the north, so
that's crazy.
It stayed warm the whole year.
That's unbelievable. That's really good. Well, good. Well, and the weather's beautiful.
It's a little bit foggy, but yeah, a little bit of wind, not moving too much. I have to kick the boat into gear and put it around a little bit, but a couple shorts this morning, and they're biting around 65 feet.
Great. There it is. On the water report right there from Santa Monica Bay. Cool. Well, Pete, hey, great.
What's your go-to?
Go ahead.
What's your go-to rig for halibut?
Ray?
My personal, I mean, obviously we don't tend to target halibut too much, but if I were dropping down, it would be probably the reverse dropper loop style.
Sinker up top.
Up top, yeah. You know, depending on how deep you're fishing, 4 to 6 ounces, I'd say. 25-pound test, depending on, you know, how deep of water again. And sardine.
Hot sardine ripping on the bottom. Yeah.
I personally like the treble hook trailer. I don't know. Do you?
I'm a J-hook guy.
Yeah. I like the J-hook and then the little treble hook behind.
Yeah, because you miss – otherwise, sometimes you miss some bites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. Hey, Pete, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good luck out on the water there. Hope that helps you out. Great text here from Danny in Oceanside. He says, great show, guys. I have a question about going on a first long-range trip. What is the best piece of advice someone can have that has never done anything longer than a full day? I've always wanted to do a longer trip, and I've always felt I wasn't prepared enough. Should I work my way up through a two-day or just go straight to an eight-day?
Good question. First of all, I just wouldn't be intimidated. Just come into it with an open mind, and I would definitely, coming from a full day, I think you just got to nosedive into the 8-day, to be honest.
Absolutely.
You just got to nosedive because, you know, the 2-day, it's kind of more like Rick was saying, it's a fast-paced deal. You know, you're always stressing about the time frame and if we're going to fish or not, or even when if the boat's going to stop.
Yeah. When do I sleep?
Yeah.
You know, you're traveling in the day, you're fly lining in the daytime, but the best production's at nighttime and trying to figure out your schedule and maximize your time. 8-day, you don't worry about any of that.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to get such an education.
Oh, you're going to learn so much.
You're going to learn 100 times more on 1 8-day than you would on 10 1-days.
Absolutely.
I would say for sure. It's just the crew is super knowledgeable. They're super willing to help. It's, I mean, anytime anybody ever asks me, it's like, am I ready? Oh, you're more than ready. Yeah. You need to go.
Everyone
on
the boat is going to make you ready.
Totally. Yes.
You're right. Because there's so much, like, information out there. Yeah. You know, guys are so willing just to kind of spill their guts as far as what they've done and all their experiences and stuff. So it's just really awesome when we get those 8-day groups out there with new guys because everyone's so welcoming.
And I'll tell you too, if you're a person who, you know, fishes the half day and full day with some regularity and have never been on an 8-day trip, I can't tell you how many times those guys are the highliner just because you do it, you get to participate all the time.
Right.
You know, the guy that fishes a half day or three quarter day once a week goes through thousands of baits and makes thousands of casts, where if your schedule only allows you to do 1 8-day a year and that's your participation in fishing, like, you're going to catch plenty. But, you know, if you go three quarter day fishing or full day fishing once a week, you go through it. It's just a little bit bigger tackle and a little bit bigger fish, but there's no difference to it. You know, you know how to cast, you know how to weave through all the people. You're better at weaving through traffic. You fish with more people. I mean, a guy that's intimidated about going long because he's only done short, man, you're going to have a bigger leg up than you realize.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's the Super Bowl of fishing, going on a long range trip.
Eight-day on the American Angler. That's it.
Oh man.
It gets no cooler than that.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump back in. Had another great text here. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show so far. I'd like to know what Ray thinks about a particular piece of gear I'm thinking about buying. I want to get a Talica 12 2-speed and a CalStar 8-foot 6480 for Yellowtail on a late August American Angler 8-day. 2 years ago, I was using a Tranx and a pretty heavy, fast-tapered 9-foot rod, and I caught several of those large yellowfin, and it worked me pretty bad. I'm thinking about the Talica for a 2-speed and a little softer rod. I was wondering if that would help with my casting and fighting fish, and I was looking for Ray's thoughts. That's from Scott in San Diego.
I think that's a good call. I think it's a good call. I would definitely make it happen for sure. Definitely having that 2-speed versus the Tranx or a bigger yellowfin in August. So, yeah, absolutely. I would definitely go with it. Just having that extra, like I said, 2-speed and having that 6480 is a great universal rod. I think that was my first jig stick growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
6480?
6480 jig with a Jigmaster.
You can do everything with that thing.
Yeah.
No such thing as an all-around rod that'll catch you anything, but that's going to get you pretty damn close.
Exactly.
It's not so much rod that you couldn't put a torpedo sinker on it and catch a sand bass on a half day.
Yeah.
And the exact same rod you could catch a 100-pound tuna
with. Around forever. It does everything.
You know where locally the fish are always biting? Point Loma Sport Fishing. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to Point Loma Sport Fishing, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And I was over there the other day. They have, even this time of the year, they have such a great array of great super fish. One of my new favorites there to buy and take home is that Gulf grouper that they have quite often over there, too, along with the black sea bass and stuff. But, of course, best sushi in town there. And
the gourmet case, all the shrimps and scallops that those guys always have. And then fish taco plates, best in all of the town. I love it, man.
Yeah. Lobster season over, but you know what they have is Dungeness crab, fresh Dungeness crab from Oregon on a regular basis. Big, giant ones.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And they'll crack them for you. They'll cook them for you. The whole thing, your meal will be ready for you. Take it home and have just a crab feast for you. And then the other thing, too, if you're going on a fishing trip, what's better than taking a whole bunch of those gourmet-style jumbo shrimp already cooked and a thing of cocktail sauce and break that out for your passengers and have a good time. Always good time at Point Loma Seafoods, right next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. All right.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got our FishDope.com report by the Angler's Rail Editor, Yousef Husseini. Today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. And we got him, our FishDope.com reporter. Yosef's on the line. What's up, Yousef?
Not too much, guys. How we doing?
Doing great. How's the show been for you? You've been at the PCS show in the BD Outdoors Fish Dope booth, right?
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
I have been working my butt off.
Oh, selling houses.
Three new clients, and I haven't been there. They're covered, though.
There you go.
All good. I haven't made it over there yet, but maybe this afternoon.
All right.
Okay, starting up at Catalina Island, we're starting to see some action up there, springtime stuff on Barracuda a little early. Danny's reporting that there's 5 to 7 pound barracuda there. Not a ton of them, but it's pretty rare to see in March. There's also a little bit of sign of yellowtail around the island, some bonito, and a building calico bite. Over at San Clemente, the yellowtail finally arrived, moved around to the front side. There's several sprouts of breezers that were seen yesterday, and also some good bonito and calico fishing. La Jolla, there's been a little bit of signal of yellowtail. It's not crazy yet, but it should be heating up soon here as the water's cleaning up and getting warmer. Coronado Islands, there's tons of yellowtail around. There's also tons of boat traffic. The bite's still going from what Danny says, and people are scoring pretty good sized fish up in the 30-pound range. Sport boats are doing best with yo-yo iron. Some of the boats are catching them on sardines and surface iron as well when they're coming up. Private boaters are doing good on the slow troll. You just got to get around all the boat traffic. There's quite a bit. Moving offshore, there are 20 to 40-pound bluefin
biting very good at night, 20 to 30 miles west of Colnett. Some small signs during the day, but most of it's happening between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. Knife jigs, heavy jigs, and heavy gear is the ticket. Yesterday afternoon, Danny just texted. One of the good contacts ran over a striped marlin close to the 14-mile bank in 67 degrees of water. How about that for March?
Crazy. Come on. How cool is that?
Yeah. Just texted me. That's crazy.
That's an early first flag for a yacht flag. Club there, man. Nobody's beating you on that one.
Charging out there right now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And what's going on in the real estate game, Yosef?
It is still moving and grooving. We had a little slowdown about 2 weeks ago and just seemed to bounce back. And people are actively out searching for homes and more coming onto the market. I've got a bunch of listings lined up coming up here soon all over town.
Wow.
But it's moving and grooving.
There you
go. Rates bumped up a little bit, but we should see that float back down when oil comes down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants the best in real estate, how do we find you, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, on social media at The Angler's Realtor, or you can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com.
All right. The Angler's Realtor, Yosef Husseini. Thanks, Yosef. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. And don't forget, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com where you can keep track of all that's going on the water all the time, for sure. Well, let's jump back into that the text there. You have a good one?
Yeah, definitely. It says, hey, guys, this is John from San Diego. I love it, Pete, when you have all the long-range captains on, and I always get a kick out of asking the same question. Ray, I was curious if you could tell us what your favorite meal served on the American Angler is currently or over the years.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
You guys have had some all-stars behind the oven. We're extremely lucky. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. I just love the home-style cooking, meat and potatoes. Obviously, I come from Hispanic descent, Mexican-style cooking, so I love that as well. But I really can't even pinpoint one. I just love just meat and potatoes.
All of them, huh?
All of them, yeah. It's all good.
You have a couple of galley chefs that are just amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're excellent.
Five-star.
Yeah, they only put out good food, but they're great, personable in the galley. And also, they come out and help us on deck. I mean,
they're there because they love fishing too, right?
Exactly. They're the full package. I mean, a lot of times they're sitting out there till 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning helping us out if we're on the ropes, yeah.
And then getting up, fixing breakfast.
Yeah, incredible. But
pretty amazing. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for that. Hey, Tommy in Rialto writes, he says, good morning, guys. Great show. Going out fishing for some yellowtail next. I have a problem casting a conventional rig versus a spinning reel. Which is easier to catch a big yellowtail on?
I would say conventional.
Conventional.
No question.
Learn to cast the conventional.
And
I mean, not that you can't find. There's so many good spinning reels now.
Yeah, there's
especially
really
like Shimano bait casters if you fish in bait or something like that.
Yeah.
Lots of good, powerful spinning reels.
If you're not comfortable, practice, like everything else, practice. I actually learned how to cast at a park nearby my house when I was young. And I'd take a little water bottle and wet my spool. And I took like a 4-ounce sinker and my 6480.
Yeah, straight up.
And I just practiced at the park. Obviously, safety first. But, go practice and just get used to using that conventional reel because it's going to come into play, whether it's casting or everything.
Yeah, for casting, start with a star drag reel. Star drags are much easier to cast than a lever drag reel.
Get a Tranks 500. I mean, that thing is very, very user friendly and just can be adjusted. It can be adjusted to your skill set. Yeah, the level line is going to help keep your line straight, and that's a big part of your casting is not getting over bunched up or too loose or too tight, that kind of thing. The other thing is it's got that variable braking system, and it's something that most people don't use on that reel, but it's very, very easy to adjust. And someone who's new to it can turn all of those brakes on. You're not going to cast as far as Ray or Pete is going to, but you're going to become very familiar with the mechanics, and it's just going to assist you in not backlashing. And when you do, maybe it'll keep you from mean, if you're brand new to it, you still might experience some loops at the end of your cast, but you're not going to be plagued by backlash. And then as you become more familiar with the mechanics and casting, you just start breaking those off, and then the performance distance comes back with it. But it's a reel that will really help you if that's what your goal is.
And very user friendly.
Yeah, and you said it best. Like, that doesn't mean that a good spinning reel won't catch a yellowtail. It certainly will. But if the question is what's more powerful, there is no question there. Like, by mechanics, that conventional reel is just going to be easier on you, at least while still being budget friendly. You know, you can get a Stella that has no issues taming any big fish. But it's, you know, the dollar spent versus performance is always going to be better with conventional.
Yeah. The other reel that is very easy to use for a Star Drag reel would be a Torium 16.
Great
reel. Torium 16 for a local yellowtail fishing be a great reel. Put 30 pound on that, back it with a little Spectre maybe too, and easy to cast. It has cast control on it, and very friendly on the budget too. Yeah.
Yeah. You get one at a show. Come get one at PCS. You know, they're on special. They're free Spectra. You can get yourself a really good price on a reel that is not going to break the bank, and you'll have you'll have forever.
Yeah. Technology nowadays for, you know, the up and coming, you know,
it's
guys.
Come a long way.
Oh, it's come such a long way. Yeah.
Right?
So user friendly. Yeah. Exactly.
That was both of our first reel, right?
Yeah. Except for mine had the accurate frame on it.
So. Oh, you had the accurate frame.
Mine was Gucci.
Oh, you were Gucci. Yeah, you were Gucci.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming around, including more of your phone calls. We do have an opportunity to get through. It's been solid the whole morning. We just had a call drop off. Open phone line right now if you want it. 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to Captain Ray from the American Angler when we come back on the Let's Talk Cook-Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Okay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in here this morning. Again, if you want to be a part of the fun, get in on some Let's Talk Hookup, talk to Captain Ray, and have your shot at winning a trip on board the Mission Bell, 833-288-0973.
We were talking hunting and with Captain Ray. Ray's a big hunter, and one thing I want to mention is there's some pretty cool hunting stuff at the PCS show, too, in the exhibit hall. If you go by some outfitters, African Outfitter and some other outfitters in the exhibit hall there at the PCS show in Del Mar.
You can feel a little bit of Bill's appreciation for hunting in the show. You know, I mean, he's a big outdoor enthusiast of all kinds, but yeah it's pretty cool seeing just all the cool stuff that's in there.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff in the exhibit hall. Doug Rodericks from
Sierra Drifters,
thank you very much, is there. I had a nice chat with
old customer of ours.
Oh, is he? Yeah. great guy, and I fished with him many times up there on Crowley, and he's super good. I mean, he's a really good guy and a super good guy. So Sierra Drifters, Doug, just good people there.
Great guy.
Yeah, he fished on the American Angler.
Oh yeah. Helped Doug wind in many 200-pounders.
The whole deal.
Yeah, he's got the experience, the best of the best.
Yeah, and then right around the corner from him, Rosie and the gang from Sedro Sport Fishing is right there. And so Rosie's booking trips. We actually have one spot open up on our Sedro Sport Fishing trip in end of July, going with Wayne Cotto as the host of that trip. So that trip's been sold out. So if you want to go, there's one spot available on that trip, end of July. Go by and see Rosie, or just give her a call or shoot her an email or something like that. And then right across from her, our good friend John Petty from the John Petty Goldsmith is there. And John's been hanging out selling his beautiful jewelry.
Nice, the man.
And he's such a great guy. So much great stuff to see at the PCS show. If you have not been, or you have been, I'll bet you missed a lot. So just go back today, 10 to 5 p.m., and then it's all over for another year.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Game on. Well, hey, we're having a great time here. Lots of fun. And again, if you want to get through on the phones, 833-288-0973. Before we do that, a great text from Aaron in Santa Barbara. Ray, I'm dying to catch a wahoo. Could you give me a list on the perfect wahoo setup? Rod, reel, and your favorite lures to try and catch a who?
Ooh. Gosh, I'm so spoiled, to be honest. You know, it's for us, obviously, being on the boat with all this nice tackle, I look over and just grab the one that looks the nicest.
That looks right. Yeah. I'll take that one.
But, I mean, from the Talikas to the Makairas, you know, I'd say Jig Master Size Reel would probably do it best with 80-pound Spectra. And the thing about Wahoo is you can kind of get away with that short top shot.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it can be hard to cast, but you know, I mean, the rods are endless as well. I mean, all the 700s and 800 series is, again, if you're not sure, call Lori and ask. And, you know, the bomb selection, I mean, those things are just.
You're a Wahoo bomb guy over a jig guy?
I think this last fall, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. For whatever reason, they really like those bombs. When I first started, it was the 6X Junior single hooks, you know, Tar Babies and Raiders and stuff like that. But it sure seems like they definitely, those bombs put a hurting on them.
That when they bite a bomb and they're just getting a hook, boy, it seems like the bite to, whatever you call it, the bite to hooked fish ratio sure seems to be good on a bomb. Like when they get a hold of that thing, they're getting a hold of all hook.
I would definitely have to agree. For whatever reason, I mean, I don't know. Maybe just the way they're rigged or something, or the way the jig is swimming. Because obviously the bombs are just buzzing through the water with those jigs. They got the little swirl going on. So sometimes you might whack them on the side of the face and not get it in them as good. But
bomb is good.
Yeah, I love the bombs.
Definitely. Hey, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And I had a fun time seeing you guys on Thursday. I spent a little bit of time hanging out in Valerie's booth for Hideaway Safaris, and that was fun. Yeah, got me some giant swim baits from Corey for my two trips up there, and it was a nice buzz and some of the shows. But my question, right, to stay with the Wahoo, is in June, do you think down at the Ridge and maybe Alejos Rocks that with the water temps the way they are, that we might get some early wahoo that normally show up in July?
Most definitely. Yeah, you never know. I mean, there's already been a few caught. Did we lose them?
No, all good.
Yeah, okay. I think, I mean, there's already been a few caught already. I mean, it's crazy. Reports of 70-degree water on the ridge.
Wow.
And beautiful conditions. And I think we've caught wahoo on the American Anglers early as I can remember is June as well. We caught a few at the rocks as well, too. Wow. So, I would definitely bring your wahoo gear just in case.
No kidding. Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the call, too, and thanks for reminding me about Valerie, too. Valerie Hope-Rich, Queen Charlotte Safaris, and Bucky, her helper, are sitting there right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Valerie's been booking trips like crazy.
That's awesome.
So if you want to go to Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris, go by and see Valerie and book a trip because they're going quickly. And they're already filling up trips for next year, too, because she was saying there are already people booking on our trips for next year. We're doing 3 trips this year, most likely do 3 trips next year, too.
There you go.
Jump on that for sure. A lot of good stuff.
Well,
go ahead.
I had a great text come through.
Yeah.
It says, good morning, Captain Lopez and crew. I was recently on a boat that maybe didn't have the best fish care practices. They only bled certain species, threw other ones just down in the hold. And I've always heard the American Angler is at the pinnacle of fish care. I was wondering if you could give us a rundown of what the process is like and why you guys are known as the best in the fleet at taking care of your catch.
Number one, the crew cares. You know, they just have that passion and the quality of fish, and every single one of them cares so much. Everyone's just precious, you know. And so, when you catch a fish aboard the American Angler, everyone is bled. Fish predominantly above 30 pounds are gill and gutted, and then thrown down in 29-degree salt brine water, and it just pretty much comes out quality sushi grade.
Yeah.
I think one of the keys that you guys have is you really monitor those wells.
Yeah.
To keep them right at 20.
Right. Yeah. So we don't rely upon thermostats.
Uh huh.
Which I think some boats do, and it works fine. But our guys, they're constantly checking them hour by hour, just babysitting the heck out of those things, just making sure that the machinery is running good and nothing just crapped the bed. And so,
yeah. That's the best way.
And then also, too, when the fish hits the deck, it's also just, like, taken care of. It's not just thrown around and just
pound it out
and stuff like that. You want to make sure that it's not just bruised.
Yeah.
What's the best way to bleed, say, a yellowtail or a tuna?
Just take your scissors of any kind and just cut the gills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one gill is enough?
You can cut 2 for extra insurance.
Yeah.
But I know I've seen all sorts of methods and stuff online or wherever, but, you know, cutting this and that and other, yeah. But I think just cutting the gills works plenty good.
Just get the blood out.
Yeah. I mean, everything, sculpin, whatever.
Yeah.
Everything gets a cut gill.
Everything gets a cut gill.
Yeah, just the meat comes out so much nicer.
Yeah.
Just quality. Just
big
having
difference.
A huge difference.
And you, I've seen you guys put the hose in their mouths and kind of flush out the
Yeah, so whatever access is left after we do gill and gut them, you know, we'll just flush them out just to kind of get that blood out of the cavity and keep the well water clean.
Yeah.
And so once they, there's times where we might put 100 tuna in there, but yet there's still clarity in the water because everything's flushed out so
clean.
Yeah. Which I also think helps the process as well. It just keeps all the mung and funkiness out of the well.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. No question about it. Big Ed in Baldwin Park wants to know, what is your favorite surface iron reel for a long rod?
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Oh, man. Favorite reel or surface iron?
Reel.
Oof. Nowadays, I mean, the Trinidads.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you go wrong?
Trinidad 20?
Yeah, how could you go wrong? I mean, you just cast one and you'll see why.
You can't put pen to paper and draw a better surface iron reel than that thing.
Yeah.
It fits in your hand right. It free spools like nothing. It's just...
Don't get me wrong. There's plenty of amazing casting reels, but I mean, when you cast one of those things, it's like, oh my gosh, but... And obviously, if I were to tie one on, it would definitely have to be the 7X.
7X.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Color?
Not really super particular, to be honest. I mean, you put it in their face and you run it the right speed, they're going to react to it. Because I think Taro says it's not the color, it's the shake or something like that. I can't remember. Something along those lines, but yeah.
But it sounded clever coming from Taro.
Yeah. When it comes, him and I fish side by each growing up on the Angler, man, it was always a competition.
Oh, sure.
He's a phenomenal angler.
Yeah. And speaking of Taro, like Ricky said earlier in the show, he's at the show. He's their own booth right there near where we are, too. You can't miss him. Right behind Fisherman's Landing, I believe, is where the Liberty booth is. So go by and ask Taro personally
what
you think today.
Yeah, he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tackle. He's fully geeked out in it.
He is, man. He really is.
He knows every number and everything about it. So.
And he's like I had such a crack up because Brandon and Taro both like freshwater bass fishing so much, and you can tell that Owen is a chip off the old block. His
oh,
son.
Yeah.
Brandon was like, you know, Owen's 4, maybe 5 now, but I think he's still 4. And like Brandon was like asking like technical bass fishing questions, and he already. You know, like, what's your favorite lure? Oh, I really like this, you know?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, not like not a shiner. I mean, he knew his gear.
It's
going
to be a killer.
You know, doubt about it, man. No
he's
doubt
gonna
about it.
He's going to be one of those guys at the Bassmaster Classic, right, holding up the big...
Oh, yeah, he'll be at the shows giving seminars for sure. Yeah.
He'll be somebody that's whooping up on all of us when he's a, you know, before he's a teenager. Man, how does that happen? Yeah, it's a fishing family, no doubt.
You have another great text?
I thought so. It says, I wanted to give a big shout-out to Ray. 6480 was my first jig stick, too. If anybody's listening to the show and doesn't have one, you need to have it in your arsenal. Not a better rod ever made. Good job, CalStar.
All right. Yeah. And CalStar, they have a great booth there too, right next to you guys. Showing up that Ricky got in big trouble. We're talking about a new rod that they actually have in the booth. But Chris was stoked about it because people were coming by and asking about it. So I got to check it out too because I hadn't seen it. Super cool. Trigger stick, right?
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be so good.
Put 400 on that thing.
Yeah, so it's just something that CalStar they make the best. They make the best fishing rods I think that exist. And one thing that was kind of missing from that arsenal. So much has changed in the way of a reel like that, a Tranx 400. So for a guy that fishes like Northern Baja, Cabrilla to Yellows at Cedros, right. All the way up to a rod where you cast some sort of a swimming lure at a bluefin tuna, a stick bait, a popper, a surface iron. But, it's a skinnier diameter, fits a trigger seat, 8.5 feet long, extremely good, lightweight casting rod. Like, it just feels like there's
a lot of power in that
so
rod.
Much new technology. They spent so much time building what they think is the perfect jigging rod. And, my hat's off to them. They spent over a year in the prototyping. They made over 40 generations, 40 prototypes before they put their name onto a jigging rod. And John gets the freedom now under Chris's tutelage to just build and play and tweak and change until it's perfect. And then in learning the technology of building that, all of a sudden you're seeing the new hybrid rail rod that just came out that's skinny and small. And then that has led to this new prototype thing. And there is just the future of CalStar is so bright. And we have crushed it. Like, they made so much new stuff for the show, cool versions, trick versions, two-tone rods, or special length jig rods that didn't exist before, like all that. There's so much new cool stuff at the show. It's been one of our anchors at our booth. We love it.
We were hanging out with them next to them in the Costa Mesa show, and that booth was just jammed and going all day. I mean, just it was incredible.
Yeah,
really awesome to see.
So Harry in Chula Vista wants to know that last hours of the show today, 10 to 5 at the show. Are there going to be any last-minute deals at Del Mar, Ricky, that they just don't want to take stuff home?
We have deals all the time.
No, I saw... I was there talking to you at the booth the other day, and I watched a kid grab a rod that was $25.
Yeah, totally.
And I was like, and he was so happy. He was so excited about his new rod. His dad was buying it for him. And I go, wait a minute. $25 for that rod?
It's a score of a lifetime. Yeah, it's like a $90 rod. $89.95, cooler bass rod from Berkeley. They basically changed the handle configuration on that rod, so it becomes a closeout. And for us to get them, we had to buy a tremendous amount of them. We bought several hundred of them, but that's how like a closeout opportunity works. It's a loss leader thing. We bought it for $20, and we just turn around and sell it for $25.
Wow.
The customer scores, it brings people into the booth. Maybe he buys a reel. Maybe he's so stoked that Fisherman's Landing. They're fantastic. It's a
you still killer. Have them?
I wasn't at the booth because of the banana ball yesterday, so I would hope so, but they've been flying. I would bet that we do. We came armed with a lot, but we have sold an unbelievable. It's a $25.
Yeah.
It's a very nice rod that'll just fit in your quiver like any other bass rod would for $25.
Wow.
So I would bet that we do, but that one goes fast.
Okay, what if somebody wants a new surface iron? What if somebody wants a new Shimano Trinidad 20? Is that on sale?
on sale and free Spectra that we wind on in the booth
of your choice.
You know, whatever we have. You know, we run out of something maybe, but you know, we carry everything. Power Pro, sure. Max Quattro,
so all
Iser
Shimano
Pro Spec. Everything is on sale. Everything gets free Spectra.
Wow.
Rods on, huge discount. It's been a tremendous show. Like,
yeah.
There's such good buying up.
If
you're looking for, like, a big fish outfit, you know, some of these, you know, reels, you're saving, you know, in the neighborhood of $100 on the reel. Then we're putting free Spectra on there. That's throwing another $100 and $150. You know, you're saving $250 off your reel purchase, maybe another $100 off the rod. Like,
wow.
It's like significant savings. Not like, oh, there's 5% that doesn't cover your tax. Like,
yeah.
you're saving real bucks on gear right
now.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's been a fun show.
No, it's good. So get by there. And I still, like I said earlier in the show, you still have Shimano Ledge Runners. You better grab one of those because you won't see another one till June, according to the guys at Shimano. So.
And I worry that...
And they're on sale, too.
Yeah, they're on sale. Yeah, for sure.
Significantly
on sale.
Come on.
Yeah, it's a show. It's what you do. It's what you're supposed to do. All those guys doing Sia Cortez, we've got those Yozuri stick baits and jerk baits, like all that popular Cabrilla stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're normally like $20. They're on sale for $13, and you buy two, you get one free.
What?
Fluorocarbons, buy one, get one free.
Seaguar fluorocarbons,
buy one, get one free.
Get one free.
Yeah. Blue or gold, mix match, whatever. We have no problem.
Coils, 200-pound coils?
80-pound and below is buy one, get one free. 100-pound and above is buy two, get one free.
Wow.
The coils actually have more line than the spools do, and so the margins are different. So, yeah, buy two, get one free, 100-pound and above. Buy one, get one free from, 8-pound to 80-pound. It's
what
crazy. Yeah, it's fun. It's been a great show.
Yeah.
All the CalStar, all the Shimano, everything. It's just been been a really good time.
Yeah.
We've been getting fresh loads of jigs. Poor Brandon from Two Fish Jigs, like, that Brass Monkey has been a really popular yo-yo jig reel. Those poor guys are like pouring lures in their garage in Santee every night, trying to get rings on them, painted, and then doing small deliveries to us every day. And then we sell through everything that, and we're screaming on the phone, hoping to get more. It's just been it's been awesome. It's been a really good show. With all the biting
fish.
What's
so special about that Brass Monkey that people are catching yellows on them?
It's small, so that it's an easy lure to wind, but it's made of brass, so it's really dense. So you get a lure that's smaller than a traditional junior size jig, but it's got the weight of a full size jig. But it doesn't flutter a ton when it's going down, so it sinks down. And, those guys are so good with sonar these days, getting on those balls of yellowtail. And if it's a small ball of fish that doesn't react to the boat, sometimes it's just one or two jigs that maybe get through it while it's still under the boat, and that thing just gets down maybe a little faster than the guy standing next to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little easier to wind through the water because it's short. And so you can wind it maybe a little faster, and you can get down maybe a little quicker.
Oh, interesting.
And, it's not like it's the world of difference, but, you start chipping away little. If you can chip away two or three little things, those all add up to
just gives you that edge.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just something different, right?
Yeah.
What about tungsten for yellows, Ray?
I don't see why not. I mean, the consequences are a little bit pricier.
Yeah,
but
I can think of one reason.
for sure.
Yeah.
But if you want to get down fast.
I think
that Brass Monkey.
Yeah, you'd get down faster than the guy next to you, but if you hang that thing on the bottom at $100 a pop, that starts to...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't think you do it a lot. I love the idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Yeah, not kidding.
I'll bet you do. Yeah, but that's the thing, is that there's lots of things to see at the show. I know Turner's way back in the back of the exhibit hall there. They have some phenomenal deals
on
all kinds of stuff, fresh and saltwater tackle.
If you're a Mad Mac guy, I heard those guys were I have no idea. I'm not speaking for them, but I would bet probably thinning their inventory a bit, because they have a deal on Mad Max that was unheard of.
Like the hottest lure going a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago, everybody bought a lot of them, and, they still work great, but the fever for them has slowed, so I would guess they probably have a bunch, or maybe made a great buy, but they have some really good deals, very much worth checking out.
Wow.
It's an awesome show. You gotta come today. Still time. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're gonna find out who's got themselves a full day trip on board the Mission Bell. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Everyone has as their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
The water's dark green, glassy, and absolutely loaded with XL redfish. He lines up, makes the cast, his lure gets swarmed by hundreds of drum and instantly hooks up. And the best part? He's on a Hobie kayak with no one around. If you're like Quentin Turco, there's nowhere else you'd rather be than on the water making memories. Quentin is going to be joining us at the Fastlane Kayaking booth at the PCS show in Del Mar, March 19th through the 22nd, to share his experience fishing off his Hobie Outback in the Outer Banks. Here at Fastlane, we've been San Diego's Hobie dealer for over 25 years. We love seeing other people getting after it and pushing the limits. Come see the full Hobie lineup, check out our fully rigged Pro Angler build, get your kayak fishing questions answered, and get access to our exclusive boat show deal at the Fastlane booth at the PCS show in Del Mar. Get your kayak fishing questions answered and get access to our exclusive boat show deal at the Fastlane booth at the PCS show in Del Mar.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranks 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Hogany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a Cross Carbon Drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranks 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranks 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Okay, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. Captain Ray is going to do us the honors with the prize coin. Let's do it. Today we have a texter. Congratulations. That was John in Whittier. You are going fishing on board the Bell. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. Captain Ray,
fun,
man, if I could get away April 9th, man, I would want to go on that American Angler trip. You said a couple spots left on that. If somebody wants to go with you, and then a couple spots on the trip right after that.
Correct,
man.
Yeah.
Eight-day trip.
Yeah, back-to-back. So
and you're running the trips?
I believe I'm driving the first one, and Brian's driving the second
Brian's
one.
Brian's driving the second one, okay.
He's in Japan right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, cool.
They're having fun. So if somebody wants to go on any of the trips on the American Angler, how do we
call Lori, 619-223-5414. Or American Angler Sportfishing.com, or even on Instagram, American Angler Long Range.
Okay.
Check us out.
Yeah.
Love to have you.
Yeah, it's just, and you can book right online on American English.
Correct.
Yeah, so thanks, Ray. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you very much. Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thanks most to you guys out there. Hey, next Saturday, Captain Matt Barlow from The Limitless will be here talking fishing here. And then watch out, Captain Joel Ralston's coming back. Local legend and commercial fisherman will be here next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. See you next week. Right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.